Blog Talk Radio.
Are you there?
I am, Dad. I'm here, and I want to hear what your show is going to be about. I know people will download it, and so they can hear what it's going to be about tonight, because you're a great inspirational speaker, motivational speaker, and a true believer in God, and who is giving you all this guidance over the years. And it's an honor to have you working with me now, and well, with everybody. So share with us what your show is going to be about. I know last week's was amazing. So you used to teach me and said you're only as good as your last sale or your last show. What's up?
Well, I appreciate that. And I appreciate the compliment. And the anyway, I want to talk about meditations with God. You know, most people believe meditation, that you void yourself of everything and then you concentrate on one thing, and or let's say you're breathing or whatever, and you're into a meditative state. But you know, I do things differently. I believe in meditation with God. It's the practice of turning your attention to a single point. Everybody agrees with that. And focus on God. You know, when I'm in meditative state, a lot of times I think of God as where he's at, where he's sitting. He's a spirit, of course. And I picture him with all the surroundings around him and the angels and the glorious throne that he sits on. And it brings me great relief, and also to know that I'm not alone in the world. And so tonight I'll be talking about meditations, and one important thing I'll talk about is who or what owns you. We're owned by so many things. Everybody says, nobody owns me. Well, then why don't you live like that? Who or what owns you? The state of being possessed completely under the influence of an idea or emotion. Take possession of your own soul. How many of us are, as we go through life, is owned by someone or something? We sell ourselves to something that would we think would bring us success. You know, we hear all the stories about how you sell your soul to the devil and all that paraphernalia and junk. But we sell ourselves to ideas, and we become so obsessed with it because that's what breeds success. We hear all the motivational speakers say, you know, want to be successful, then live your life and live your success and live your dream. And they do this without controversy. And some of the reasons I don't like motivational speakers is that they don't live in practicality. Practicality is where the rubber meets the road. So tonight we'll be talking about meditations with God, who or what owns you, things like that. See? Are you there, T? Apparently she's not, but tune in tonight at 8 o'clock. We'll try to examine the life and histories of ourselves and the meditations. I'd like for your your spin on it. If you disagree, fine. If you don't, that's fine. But I'll try to be as practical as I know how, and hope that you receive it with the same intensity of which I'll give it delivered or studied for. I know it's a life I live constantly. Every morning when I get up, it's a miracle that I open two eyes and I see God and I see angels and I see all the things that influence our lives. And what a miracle it is to see. And you don't have to have two eyes to do that, but what you see in your soul. I look forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. Be there, okay? T? hear you there? Apparently she's not, so we'll talk later. See you tonight at 8 o'clock.